Wait, you talking about the underwear?
No.
What?
That shit had me dying.
What's underwear?
Tell him.
What happened?
We're talking about the roomies. That.
Oh, fuck.
If they were using the washing machine. Uh-huh. August was like, yeah, they're using our detergent. And I'm like, how do you know? He's like, oh, last time I smelled her underwear. He's like, that detergent. That was, I know that detergent.
That's Gang.
Donnie.
Isn't it Downey?
Oh, Downey. This is Donnie. Stop it.
Donnie detergent? What the fuck?
Hey, Donnie. You put my red underwear in the fucking laundry? Donnie. My bad. Downey's, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Ma! We need more Donnie's.
Wait, it's so much better to get to see Andrew just busting up in here now. I didn't know it was like...
I love it, bro.
Dude, I can't stress, like, we don't rehearse this shit. Like, this is just him. Like, he's just like this. You know about Donnie's underwear? Detergent kit. Fuck, dude. Strong star.
What's that one fabric softener with the bear?
Charmin?
Is that the fucking toilet paper?
Yeah. I don't think it's a fabric softener. Yeah.
What's the bear?
Charmin?
Yeah.
Charmin. Damn, you're mixing all your shit.
The paper towel is Bounty, right?
Yeah. Hope so.
All right. I gotta go through my shopping list.
He's like, I don't clean at all. My ass, my laundry.
Bounties and bounties.
Look at Italian monster, dude.
There's a bear on my fabric.
Donnie and bounties.
He only shops Kirkland now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a Costco card. It's pretty sick. This is what I do. This is my routine. I get there. I get two hot dogs.
Do you eat them first or do you walk and eat?
Oh, I eat them first. And I got mustard and relish all over my face. Walking. I'm like, hey, they got cranberry walnut bread.
With his baby walk?
And ciabatta. Yep. My waddle.
Andrew's so good at that.
I know, you fucking ass.
You should tell him what you did at Costco a few days ago.
So you went to get pies.
I got two pies. And he's like, hey, is that for your cousin? I'm like, not for me. He's like, both? Oh, should I give it to my cousin? And that night, I had a very good time with my pies.
Did you eat both of them?
Yeah, I had
both. Shut the fuck up, dude.
The Costco ones?
Yeah, bro.
That's those impressive. Are big, dude.
I love my TikTok. I was just, yum. Had a glass of milk.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Took a big shit the next day. It just came
cinnamon-y?
Out. It came out so fast. The flesh right away.
That is so disgusting. It was orange too, huh?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. You ever shit so much you start breathing hard? You're like, woo! Not working over today, boy.
I think that's the best fight, though, huh?
Dude, like, I love. That's why I get the best view, dude, honestly.
Hey, are you a fan of Big Glizzies? Because we are. Welcome to the 3030 Podcast with your host, August Licorice and Han Croutons, and executive producers, Andrew Acorns. Sit back, bib up, let's take a bite of the show. Enjoy.
When I think of Downies, I think about those ducks in the fucking dishwashing soap.
Oh, yeah.
That's Bronny?
That's Don.
Oh, fuck. You blew my fucking mind, right? So there's
bro, dog. How have you never cleaned in your life? Like, what the fuck?
I do. It's all so confusing. There's too much for everything, bro.
What about the orange one?
Dishwash.
The orange box. Detergent. Huh? Yeah, the orange cleaning box.
Tide?
Okay, one. There's one.
Tide?
You know any others? Tide?
What did he say? I don't know.
He just said fucking bite. Tide. Like Tide with the B.
There's an orange one? So many colors.
Did you ever eat the Tide Pod?
Oh, no. I cracked it open like an egg. And
fried it first?
I don't like runny yolk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Do you believe people ate that shit?
I'm not surprised, actually.
But they died.
Did you ever do any stupid challenges?
I did that one thing where you put ice over you, and you're like, this is an ice challenge. And I nominate you. Yeah, I did that with my ex.
Was it a singular piece? I don't know what you're complaining about. It's so not cool. That cool.
You guys remember that challenge? Fucking put ice bucket.
Yeah, but maybe you should ask Connor. Oh, yeah. Just what you, just anything, shit, dude.
What's one thing?
You did? How about you introduce who he is or anything?
Hi, Connor.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
He's like, I'm not a fan anymore. Yeah. Dude.
I'm unsubscribing.
You're you're one of our few fans.
You're one of four.
One of four. Well, why do you like our show? What's about our show you like?
I think it's cool because, like, I got to know you guys personally first, and then, like, to get to kind of go in depth more, like, knowing more stories about August, obviously, is, like, funny, and then, you know, getting to know both you guys, it's pretty cool, and then you guys always have relevant topics to, I guess, interests I'm into.
For sure.
Maybe
just fucking nothing.
Yeah, like relationship, you know, like am I the asshole, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like Reddit stuff that I don't have to read, you know.
It's just so fucking hard sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And you just get the good topics and then I don't have to, you know.
Do you ever just drive and listen to our voices?
Yeah sick. Like I played it multiple times, like just on repeat, even though I heard the episode already.
Yeah,
that's such a sad life.
Time was the 30-30.
When do you consume it the most?
Mondays. Like
if they come
if
out.
If it comes out. Yeah. So if it comes out on a Monday, I have a good week. If it doesn't,
we're sorry about that.
Who would you blame if you could blame somebody?
I don't know. It's just
Donnie.
Donnie, yeah.
But fucking guy.
Yeah. Mondays. I missed it the last couple weeks. Months.
We've been gone for how long now?
I would say September? 2 months?
Damn.
Fuck.
I feel like it's been longer, but.
Sorry, Connor and your three other fans. We apologize.
No, Connor and two other USA fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys got one in like.
One France. One French fan.
Bonjour. Should,
yeah,
bonjour.
Shut them out. Cause
je ne sais pas.
Speaking of. We can ask someone to fund her.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, don't you make money?
Connor has a bling bling. No, I was kidding. That's what we were fighting. We were do. Huh?
Like, you guys going to do, like, OnlyFans version?
Oh, shit.
With Han's shit, fucking feet? What the fuck that is going
to
get?
Why does my feet have to come up, by the way?
That's what my friend said. She was like, what the fuck was going on in that episode?
Oh, your friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heidi, yeah.
Hi, Heidi.
And she was like, I was like, what do you remember? Like, anything? And she's like, I just remember Han's foot. I was like, that fucking sucks. I'm so sorry.
Can I ever see my feet? I think
yeah, because I think you took off, you always take off one sock, right? So I think, I don't know if I was in.
I think I'm in the living room, right?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, shit. And then everyone said you had one sock on.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
It just, my hair hurts.
On one foot, though?
Yeah. It starts to hurt. I'm not joking.
What do you mean, like?
So I got hair on top of my feet,
As most people do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Even girls.
Really?
Even Asian girls.
Wow, I've never seen that. You tricked me.
But you gotta take a real hard look, though.
Okay. Yeah, and if I wear my socks on for too long, it starts to hurt. So I got to take it off to make it like.
Is that a condition?
I don't know.
Wait, August has
like down
pretty nice feet.
Donnie.
I think you have pretty nice feet.
You seen him?
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody that.
Why are you wearing a pink sock and a white sock?
Because this is my only mismatched pair, but they're both Reeboks.
You have nice feet. Let me see your feet.
I've already shown you my feet.
Yeah, they look pretty feminine.
They are.
Connor, let me see your
feet. They're very thin.
Oh. Can I join the party?
I have girls' feet.
Okay. Andrew, you got nice feet too?
I guess.
I mean, they look cleaner than yours.
Every feet looks cleaner than mine. I got to put some dying.
You don't even look like you have feet. It just looks like a brick. I always see this.
No, he looks like he goes to Mordor with his feet.
Speaking of,
I just did too.
No way.
All prime video, right? Yeah, dude,
extended cuts?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I love it. I fall asleep to it. It's great.
All I was thinking about is you guys, dude. Straight up.
Sam is so nice.
Yeah. Connor's Sam, bro.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. You're Connor Goodwife. What was his name? Sam Goodwife? Wise Good? What's Sam's last name?
Sam?
Yeah.
What is his last name?
Goodwise.
It's not Goodwise. Gamgee.
Samwise Gamgee. Oh, Samwise Gamgee. Yeah. I'm fucking up names all day today, bro.
Connor's Gamgee. Connor Gamgee.
You're Gimli.
You're Gimli, dude. Because he simped so hard when he saw what's her face?
The elf girl.
Yeah, for the first time, he's like, give a piece of you here.
You know what scene broke my heart, though? When he gets to the cave, he's like, oh, my people make really good axes.
And then it's relatable because Koreans and Korean War.
Oh, fuck. No! Yeah. Did you ever watch Lord of the Rings?
I have a clue what you guys are talking about.
You never watched Lord of the Rings?
Uh-uh. Why? Dude, Connor's a little younger than us.
What year were you born?
Not by much, though.
98.
Yeah, not that much. You never watched Lord of
the
Rings?
Yeah, but he still missed like the gap of like That's seeing true. Like everything yeah. we
like,
saw.
I feel like a lot of the, like when you guys did the movies, like ranking movies, I told August, like, shit, I know like three of them.
Dude, like, white three chicks. Comedies.
Three
out comedies? Of 20 something?
Yeah. Shit.
That was a tough listen. I can't even lie. Oh, I was like, fuck. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Do the percentage. Which percentage? Three movies of 20. How many movies 20, did you watch?
What? 15%.
No, how many movies did we actually review? 30? 25? 30?
Oh, yeah, I think we did 25.
Did we?
Yeah.
25 movies.
And you knew three. White Chicks?
I can't even name them now.
So what?
White Chicks alone, I remember. Like, for sure.
Damn.
What others were there?
Step Brothers. Step Brothers.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah, he doesn't know that. Dude, he doesn't know anything.
Connor. Yeah.
He watches. What do you watch?
Yeah.
What do you
consume? Yeah, what's your top
five? Wait, you didn't even get it. Let him say what was his favorite Reddit, like Reddit review or whatever. Sorry.
Oh. Well, it's been so long since I've heard one now, so I would have to really think about it.
We're bad.
Keep digging podcasters. On it. Because none of it has to do with me.
No, I think just like the anything relationship wise was pretty cool though. Like just like interesting to hear different takes on it because I think you guys all kind of have a little bit different opinion on it.
Yeah,
and I think
I
feel like I resonate a lot with August's point of view because it's like a little bit more
because it logistic. Makes sense.
Yeah, more than like emotion, but then it's also great to no shade, but I think it's cool to also hear an emotional side of it because I'm not on that side of. But I think that's where it is. But then it's cool to be like, oh, this is like your guys' POV and kind of to understand on another someone else's angle because it is true. Like there's like two sides.
Yeah,
every story.
Not that emotional.
Bro, you literally like, I literally texted him like earlier this week about the episode and he was freaking out, bro.
For today?
This shit again.
Yeah, he was freaking out. Yeah, he's talking about not being emotional, bro. Oh.
I said I'm a little emotional.
I literally just said, I'm like, my partner even said that shit. She was like, dude, you should probably just start leaving voice memos because like, I don't think he's going to get it. And I was like, you're probably
right. Does he know? Does he know what happened?
No, why would I tell him? Because it didn't matter to me. I know. I don't fucking care.
But
about
it's just funny because I want to see how you would react. Let's see how Connor would react.
Go for it. Okay. I love it. All you want to pull out the messages? Or do you want to pull them up?
Should we just save Oakley?
No, like let's get the message. Let's get the facts in there.
All right. I want to see Connor's reaction to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, right there. You could say, like, I think this.
Okay. So Andrew said, like closing this year out. August said, yeah, but IDK, let me think real quick. Han said, learning a language together. Ha 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 ha. I thought about things I've always wanted to do and share those experiences on our podcast. Then August says, lowercase LOL, it has to be feasible, bro. How the fuck are we going to learn a language in an hour? Lowercase LOL. Han says, we don't have to master it in 1 hour, dickweed. Then August said, lowercase LOL, why do you always think I'm attacking you? Lowercase LOL. Cool concept, just needs to be developed, like how we turn that into an episode. Then Han said, CZ, because the way you text me is irritating. Then August says, lowercase LOL, what the fuck, bro? Ha ha ha, I'm not even doing anything. Lowercase, next message, lowercase LOL, dude, send me a voice message reading what I wrote in voice tone you hear.
Oh, I don't know what this is.
I'm so curious. Is that how you saying it?
I think I was trying to say, I want to hear it in the his voice tone, like what he hears in his head.
This is how I hear it in my head. Maybe I should start sending audio, lowercase LOL. Han said, I hear your second one. And then August says, you have me dying, bro. With the crying emoji and then the laughing crying emoji. Then Han says, yeah, I was throwing ideas, but right away you're like, I was thinking about season two, not as a closer. My bad. I'm down to discuss ideas. I like your voice notes better. Ah, ha, 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 ha. I like that.
It sounds so sexual.
My schedule will free up from December 13th to January 21st.
So the only conflict was here. So so what do you think? I write LOL too much. That's all I got out of it.
Should I be? See, I think I got the backlash of it because then I was trying to talk to August and he was like distracted.
But like, I guess Han wants to know what do you think?
Oh,
is so it warranted said, sensitivity?
Like, why do you think I'm attacking it? I'm like,
oh,
because the way you're saying it irritating. It's like how the fuck are we gonna do that? It's not feasible.
Oh, in 1 hour. You would have rather had him not say, like, how the fuck are you? Would be like, how are we gonna do that in an hour?
Yeah, and I'd be like,
as a general question.
Yeah, and I'd be like, oh, we can just separate the apps. You know what I mean? Like, but adding that the fuck, I'm like, well, fuck, I don't know. Like, we don't have to do 1 hour, dickweed.
See, that's, and then I think I wrote that I was like something about like, I don't understand why you turn it into that by like name calling at the end of like your text messages.
And I'm like, because I get irritated by how you say it, so I'm like, you're fucking dickweed.
And I'm so I'm like, I don't even understand.
But like, how did you think? Or sorry,
I think he hears it the way like
I hear his voice.
How the fuck do you think we're gonna do that in an hour?
Like, 1 hour?
It's like I feel like you're fucking idiot. Yeah, you fucking piece of
that's
shit.
What he hears, bro.
How the fuck are we gonna do that in 1 hour? You fucking dumbass piece of.
But it's funny because then like Andrew was saying like, oh, we should do this episode like later on the thing. And he's like, I think we should do it, and we'll. He said, "What'd you say? We can do highlight episode today if you guys want, because I think creating something, blah, blah, blah." It was just like, we should do it this way. And I still said, nah, I don't think we should do it that way either. And I'm like, how come I could disagree with Andrew and be like, that doesn't make sense? But if I tell Han, hey, nah, that doesn't make sense, he's like, how dare you dismiss me?
But did you tell Andrew, like, how the fuck are we going to?
I cuss at both of them all the time. I just cuss a lot.
I know.
So that's why I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
But then doesn't that kind of make you question your guys' friendship if you don't know August is joking right now?
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
It's relationship advice.
I don't. Do you?
No, because I think August does a pretty bad saying? Job at texting. So I can't. Where are you coming from?
I do a bad job
at that. But I know that that's just fucking August. Like, just being like that. You know?
For sure.
Like, I don't take it to heart when I'm like, I got a short text. I'm like, oh, he's probably like, you know, just doing his thing or?
Well, half the time I'm fucking working. Mm-hmm. And I think like, well, if you guys, like you guys actually know me. If you just call me, it's super simple.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. So it's funny because sometimes he'll call me when we've already been texting mad and he's fucking mad. I'm like, hey, dude, how you doing? And he's like, I'm good. And I'm like, and he's like, what's up? And I'm like, he's like, I didn't expect you to ask how I was doing. I'm like, well, I was wondering how you're doing. I was wondering if you're okay. And he's like, why are you so nice? Like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm not actually texting you mad. Like that one time when you came over, remember you came late and you're like, oh shit, Hog's going to give me shit. And I was like, hey, did you get here safe? And you're like, why are you asking me?
Oh, yeah.
Because you were fighting yourself.
Yeah. And I'm just like, dude, what the fuck is going on? He's always fighting himself. So that's so why.
How do you deal with it, Andrew? Because like you're like in the middle of.
He used to mitigate, I would say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then how about now?
Now he's just tired of it. He just watches. He's like, fuck you, I'll work on his own.
He's like, rolls dice. Critical damage. 20. Critical hit. Just watching us bicker. I knew he was watching it. Yeah. What did you think while you were reading it?
No, because I just got off work, so then.
He was just like, fuck this.
Oh, fuck. 20 messages. Fuck.
It was 28.
I love August. just I don't like
I just want to know text. the voice you hear of me in your head.
It just sounds demeaning. Like, you know, you do jokingly.
But that's
stuff.
A kink, right?
Kind of, but like, it bugs me. I'm like, dickweed, fucker. Like, I hate you. Dude, and then when he calls,
he did that when he met one of my close friends, too.
Oh.
Like, he was my buddy, Matthew, was just making a joke about like an old commercial about his car. Because he was like, he said something about like, should have had a V8, like the tomato juice. Oh. Remember that like commercial? Uh-huh. And Han's like, it is a V8, buddy. And he was like super heated. And we're like, me and Matt are like, what the fuck's happening?
No. Cause we had a group chat and I showed a picture of my car. And he put, should have had a V8. And I'm like, it is a V8, buddy. I'm like, who the fuck
you?
Should have dropped
the like, specs. Huh? You should drop the specs. Yeah. That would have been hard.
It's got 289 cubic inches.
4.7 liter.
You fucking asshole.
Just like the catalog. Just everything.
Yeah. I like when people do that.
You don't know shit about it. Yeah. Just like whatever the brochure.
Yeah, whatever said. The copy paste from Google.
There are 64.3 seconds.
Yeah.
So do you think that your
weight's 4,000 pounds? Curb weight at the wheel.
Do you think that you're sensitive or like emotional?
Oh, I am sensitive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I admit it.
So do you think that it's just like quick to assume, not assume, but like jump to it when like if August says something a certain way or like anyone,
it's
really.
Like a learning process.
I didn't even say anything. I was texting.
Yeah,
there was another time when my cat got neutered. Mm-hmm. And he gave me shit because this is what the so I dropped out over here in this area, right?
Uh-huh.
And they said, hey, it's ready, he'll be ready to be picked up by 2:45. Mm-hmm. That's what they told me. I related to August. I'm like, hey, they said it's gonna be ready by 2:45. August gets there at 2:15. Hey, bro, they're not even ready. You should have said he's at 2:45. Fucking English major. What the fuck? I could have gotten so much work done right now. But it's all through text.
Uh-huh.
But that's how I hear it. And I'm like, they just told me by 2:45. Mm-hmm. My bad. And he's like, oh, you should be more concerned about people's time and stuff. I'm like, but I don't know if he's just fucking around, but through the text, I was getting fucking heated. So when I came to the house, he's like, hey, what's up, man?
Oh, so you're fucking around. You were just like...
No. I was giving him shit. I'd have to look back. We don't even have the text anymore.
Yeah.
But it was something like that. Like,
it wasn't, but, he wasn't,
but it wasn't about that. I came early because he said something about like, oh, hey... Well, the first text he sent me was the time they're supposed to pick up. And that's the time I scheduled to be there. So I was there early so I could be there at the time. And then when I texted him, hey, dude, like, they're not even open. He was like, oh, it's by this time. And I was like, oh, so it's not at this time. The doors can open at this time, but it's not really the actual time. So then I was there for another hour waiting, basically. So I was just like, oh, you should have just said that, dude. And I'm like, I thought you were an English major. You know, I was like.
But were you mad or
no? No, because I was trying to do him a favor. Why would I be mad? I was picking up his cat.
Yeah.
I was trying to help him out.
But to you, you're like, oh.
He sounded like irritated. Like, I could have gotten work done. I had to wait for an hour. English major. Say at, not by. And I'm like, that's what they fucking said, bro.
He relayed something incorrectly by just in that way. Like, I think he told me what they said what they said. And it wasn't like his fault. I know it wasn't, but I was like, but then when he told me, it was also way later after the fact, like it was like, oh, this is what they said by this thing. And I was like, oh, well, that's different because I would have like stayed working for a while and just come back later. Because then I wouldn't, and I didn't want to drive back.
Because by the time you got back, you got to go back.
You got to go back again. Yeah. And I was like, oh, so I'm like, I'm going back and forth. So I was like, oh, I wish I would have known.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. So then he comes by and I'm like, hey, dude, how you doing? He's like, hey, I'm like, what's going on?
He's I'm like, fuck.
He's ready to brawl. Fuck.
Okay, does that piss you off even more when you're coming in hot and then like,
and I'm not hot? Because like,
I think that would piss me off where I'm like ready to like say something. And then it's
I was more like mad. I was like, more like, because I was like, I'm like, I can't even get mad at this person because he's helping me out.
Yeah.
It is true. He's taking his time to do it for me.
Fuck yeah. So I'm that shit.
I know. That's why I'm like, just frustrated. I'm like,
you better remember.
Motherfucker.
Like, you got me.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can't. My hands are fucking tired right now.
And like, I was like, critical hit. Checkmate. Like, you idiot. Motherfucker. I think Connor's really good at this, though.
But I would love to have a brother-in-law like you, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I'm fortunate. Yeah. I hope he stays. Otherwise, we'll just kick the girl out.
We like you more. You're going to stay in the family.
She doesn't even listen to the podcast.
She doesn't, huh?
Yeah, no. She knocked out. Like, I was like, oh, like, we came back.
Hey, we talked about you.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's you. She knocked out. Oh, damn.
That's Han, too. It's a cancer
thing. I want her to be on the show with you at this simultaneously because she'll take his side.
Yeah, because... No offense. She's a little more emotional.
Yeah.
Offense. But I think that's why it works so well, though, too. It's like, if you do have, like, emotional, logical... like
really? I'm ready to fucking throw in the towel and be like, someone else take this position, bro.
Wait.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You know what? You can stay here. I'll just leave, bro.
What about you, Andrew? Would you say you're a little bit more emotional or a little bit more...
He's more logical.
Logical.
Yeah.
His emotional levels.
That's why when Andrew talks to him, he's like, dude, I got on the, phone with Han for like half an hour, bro. He's like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm fine. He's like, okay, cool. You want to text? I'm like, yeah. Nothing's really wrong. He's like, I didn't think so.
Why? What happened?
Just with anyone, like damage control, he's processing it with you.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
But I think now, like in today's time, it is like more rare to see a guy that is emotional or like willing to like admit to it. Because I think every guy is...
They try to hide it.
Yeah, like they try to put on that front because they don't want to get...
Emasculated.
Well, yeah, like I don't think it's like something
you to think so? Like, you know? But there's so many like simps that exist in this world too.
I think like the younger gen, like younger than me generation, I think there's a lot. But I think like in your guys' generation...
Toxic masculinity.
When I was younger, I was worse for sure.
Wow, no way.
Yeah, bro. Oh. I think with maturity, I get to control my sensitivity. Mm-hmm. But when I was young, I was just like wild and just fucking...
Did you cry a lot?
No, I was angry a lot.
But that's still, I mean, as long as you're able to grow and, like, be able to, like, contain it, too, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Fucking slow process.
I wouldn't date me either right now. I'll be honest.
So what do you think you're going to be looking for, like, to fit?
What? A relationship?
Yeah. Like, are you looking...
Someone who can tolerate my shit.
So would you say you're looking for someone more emotional or more logical?
I think logical would be better. But I feel like that person won't like, want to deal with my shit, though. So I gotta find someone who wants to deal with my shit.
Like, okay,
but
so
I have nothing to offer,
but not like logical.
Jesus, bro.
No, I mean, I had a real talk with like a colleague recently. I was like, dating in your 30s is totally different.
Tell us about it.
The 20s is like you can just date anyone, you're exploring, but 30s, it's kind of like now the crowd's different. It's kind of like, okay, what do you do for a job? What's your next like 5 year sort of plan thing, right? I got 2 fucking cats. I got 4 cars. Holy shit! I'm still going to school. So if someone were to date me, like on paper. This guy has nothing fucking figured out. So I feel like I have nothing to offer like as a dating like companion, you know what I mean? Maybe I could date someone younger, but I don't know. Just the way I was looking at like dating right now, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I got some things I need to work on, and being an emotional person, it's like a double-edged sword for sure. I think I could be really sympathetic, but I can get pretty angry sometimes too because I have like expectations.
You know what though? I would say it is definitely a double-edged sword because Han's one of the most thoughtful people I've ever met in my life, too. Like, I think it goes hand in hand. Like, I don't think, and I think your partner, too. Like, I think even though they're just, like, fucking a mess, dude, and it's like, you don't know what to do half the time. Like, I love when I'm like, hey, what's going on with, you know, so-and-so, and he's like, You know, he's, not even words, bro. So many times, bro, and it's just kind of like, okay, yeah, like yeah. whatever. But they're also some of the most like special, thoughtful people. Yeah. Special.
We're loyal. Mm-hmm. Keyword. We'll special. Never hurt you, but we hurt so easy. It's so sad, but it's true. Oh man, we'll never hurt you, but we hurt easy.
So you think maybe like a logical person, but maybe not to like August's extreme.
Of I don't think he's an extreme. I think oh, he's no. just.
Cool. I think you're very extreme logically.
I think I'm very emotional.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I would argue that.
Interesting.
It's hard because.
More so than logically?
I do let my heart rule things for sure. Mm. Straight up.
On a deeper level, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I think on the surface, just more logical though. But ulterior, like his like deeper self is definitely emotional.
Mm.
Yeah.
Would you say you're emotionally
damaged?
Oh, I what about like emotionally invested in things that you're already invested in? Like, do you have a hard time?
I get what you mean. I guess I could try to put it this way: is like I process things the way I need to before. And I think what I bring to people, it's things I've already gone through. So the logical, the actual heart process has already been done and feeling about it. So then when I actually bring it to something, I'm like, I usually don't even let anyone process it in general. So if someone's asking me something and they figure out something about me, they're like, oh my God, I didn't know. I'm like, well, I kind of already went through the steps, you know, but I do have that like feeling towards it first and then the logic. And then I don't even know if I can give it to anyone else. But if I do, then, you know, they probably only hear the logical stuff because I've already sorted through so much. I don't know. Mm. Kind of weird.
Yeah, but I think you're very, like, balanced, though, just, like, maturity-wise and everything. So, like, you're someone I feel like that's why it's, like, easier to talk to, give advice for, like, see on a perspective where, like, just, like, an emotional person like me, like, I need to be grounded so he can get me grounded. You know what I mean?
Like, I thought you were talking about Connor. Connor's like that.
You know him more than I do. So
he's
I
very grounding yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Every day.
And I think you process things very similarly too. Mm. You're kind of like that. Like you definitely feel. I know you feel. But you're also like, you can like kind of dormant it a little bit if you need to take care of something on top.
I would like to. But yeah. I think that's like the hard thing is like being able to like put yourself in someone's shoes and like kind of like feel what they're feeling, but then also know like what's like right or wrong too. Cause like, I think being emotional like early on kind of bit me in the ass. Cause you're like, you wear your heart on your sleeve and you get fucked. And then it's like, ah, like.
That's why you stopped dating Latinas, huh? Yeah.
I think we need to get into topics. I'm not trying to overstep.
Do it.
But no, I think we need to go for Andrew. Cause I feel like Andrew.
Ooh, I love it.
I would
it.
Love to hear more. Oh, and I feel yes. like we kind of always get.
That's what all the
every viewer, like. You're every like,
why doesn't Andrew talk? Why are you guys only not talking to yourself? Where the fuck's Andrew? And I'm like, Andrew's right here.
I feel like even when we go eat, I don't get a chance to talk to Andrew because we're always like on opposite ends of the table, like every time. So I would love to hear.
I'm just quiet.
Open his ass up, bro.
You guys got to jump in on this one. I need to figure it out.
I guess to be honest, like Han and Andrew are probably my closest friends in my life right now, other than you, bro.
Oh,
like straight up,
he's family.
You're family, yeah. Like Connor's proved himself easily to me, but I just mean like people that I choose to keep there, you know, solely based on just hey, like I enjoy your time.
Yeah,
is you guys, and Andrew's very quiet, but he actually has a lot to say, dude. When you actually do like talk to him, like a lot, he talks a lot. Yeah. I think so.
And if he gets mad, he'll get mad. Andrew's really, like, really, really nice. And, like, it's easy to talk to him. Yeah, he doesn't open up, but, like, you get to know him, like, little things that he does and stuff and how he responds to certain people. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. But the more you spend time, like, yeah, he does say a lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
But in very, like...
He's opinionated.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, like, for sure. He's
not just solid in who he is.
Yeah, he's not just quiet not saying anything. Like, he'll say shit. And he has a lot of, like, hobbies and a lot of things underneath. But I think it really took him time to really, like, open himself up to after his first relationship.
Mm.
So it's nice seeing that transformation for sure. Yeah, like, so he's so happy about himself, I feel like, you know?
You should ask him about it.
Yeah. I was trying to.
Yeah.
I was just giving my two cents, yeah.
No, you. No, okay. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear your development and everything.
What's my development?
From 2018, after you broke up with your initial ex.
Uh-huh.
Like, from then and now, biggest transformation. I mean, like, all of our mutual friends say it, too. Yeah, we all recognize you're a lot happier, too.
I didn't even get to know Andrew for that long, too. Yeah, but like, just from where I met him to where he is, it's just, like, completely different.
Wait, so how did you guys all meet?
I met Han through work, and then I met August through Han. And that was, what, like 2020?
It's fucking pandemic.
When the pandemic. We're supposed to social distance.
Yeah.
But we just started hanging out with each other. More. I thought we met like in 2019, technically.
I think so. Yeah, we did. Yeah. Towards the end of it.
Yeah.
Like towards
right
like
the, before COVID
started. When you came down, that's when we all started getting closer. That night, he was going to be my passenger. Did you know that?
I was going to die.
But he bailed that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank God he bailed that night. Yeah. That night I was trying to.
Because you would have sat on him.
Yeah, he would have not been.
He's like, you fucking whorehouse.
No, fucking diabetic whorehouse. Yeah.
That's an insult, for sure.
What?
I've never heard an insult like that.
He said that shit, bro.
That's nuts.
Why did I say that?
It was a while back. We were like, I was just fucking with you. Oh. Like, you were tired and you were grumpy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? I added the diabetic whorehouse. You call me a fat ass, though. You fat fucking asshole. Oh, shit. My bad, Andrew.
Was it Japan?
No, this is Ox House. Oh, yeah. When you're tired. That's the last thing. You never want to get quiet, got angry. That's just.
Damn.
Yeah.
How many times have you guys seen Andrew angry?
Like mad? Yeah. Fuck, dude.
Twice? Yeah.
Can you recount those times?
Semen Demon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're mad?
Bro, he fucking yelled at you. Yeah. Like straight up.
I just remember laughing my ass.
I know, you didn't care, but he was fucking, he yelled at you, bro.
When?
When you were in the car. He was like, sit the fuck down. Like, he was pissed, bro. I was like.
Oh, when you jizzed in my pants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cafe. Oh, yeah.
Dude, he was pissed.
Yeah.
That was the other.
That's the other one?
I mean, he was mad, but he didn't like lash out on you like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just irritated.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why do you get mad at Han?
Dumb shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't ask him why he gets mad at us because he doesn't.
Damn. Pull that. You get your card out. Trap card, motherfucker. 20. Exodia.
Well, I don't look at it as a way that, like, you guys do something wrong. I don't. Think I'd ever get mad at you because you guys are like my best friends, so like I just always like think like it's just a bad day for them, but they'll always come back. It's not like they're, you guys are just gonna up and leave.
Fucking Buddha right here, bro. Straight up Buddhist. It's Confucius, bro. Reincarnated.
That's how I look at it with you when you're angry and I'm like, oh, like, okay, just give them time.
Okay, name three times you've seen me angry, like pissed.
Dude, there's so many
from
times.
Last week or
there's so
bro,
many like times.
The highlight.
August was having a bad day or a bad week, and then you asked him to fix your car, but he says he doesn't know yet.
Oh, that, yeah.
That's when you called me at like 12 a.m. Oh, shit.
Dude, you need a couples therapy for that one. That one's fucking stupid.
That was our like first like conflict.
Yeah, that was the first conflict.
You and me and August. Oh, yeah, that was the first conflict.
I want to know about Andrew's conflict.
Yeah.
I don't have any conflict.
No, I want to hear about his times with Han.
I don't think we've ever had like a fight.
You and Han never yelled at each other?
No.
Like yelled? No.
No. We've had disagreements, but not yelled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come you haven't yelled at him?
I don't know.
Like I'm a child. Like, what?
Why not? I think it's warranted.
I don't know. I've never yelled at him. I never thought of yelling at him.
Yeah, he's yelling. He's yelled at me once.
Andrew did?
No. Andrew's never yelled at me.
Yeah, I've never yelled
at him. They would never fight. There would be no reason for them to ever fight. If I find out they fought,
no, I've fought with Andrew. Not like bad or anything, but I've also been like, hey, dude, like,
Yeah.
Can you not do this? Like, if, like, let's have some clarity so we don't, like, get mixed up in again. He's like, oh, dude, my bad. Or if I did that, I'm like, hey, dude, I've misunderstood.
Yeah.
But see, like,
but not like angry fight. Like,
no, but I mean, that's where it goes, because we have, like, that understanding. It's like, oh, we both were like, oh, fuck. We both misinterpreted what the hell we were talking about.
What's your biggest trigger, though? I want to ask you, too. Like, what will trigger you guys to get into, like,
inconsideration?
Yeah.
Like, deep inconsiderate.
No. From you, mildly. Mildly inconsiderate would piss me off.
To the point where you're like raging, really?
How do you feel? Like, I think punctual is a little bit something that I don't like.
Yeah,
and I know you will always like feel bad. Like Connor too, he's like, oh, dude, I'm fucking late with bringing this. I'm sorry, or just anything. Like, it's, I just think like if you something's going on, just say it. Yeah. Then I know, at least. Because then if I'm mad, it's my own. That's my fault.
I think maybe they're just using you as a scapegoat.
Huh?
I think they're using you as a scapegoat. I don't think you're the issue.
What do you mean?
I think they're just putting the blame on you for everything.
Them?
Yeah.
Damn, you
that's bullshit, huh?
I'm glad you know.
The truth is coming out, man.
Friendship is with them.
Keep gaslighting him.
No. No. What are you talking about?
Keep gaslighting
him. What's he talking about? I think they're just putting the blame on you.
Oh, he likes to fuck with me all the time.
I think... Look, I'm really not that mad half the time, to be honest. But like sometimes I will say it is a little fun.
Yeah, I know.
It is a little fun to know like he's mad, and then I'm just kind of like, and if I don't get mad, he's gonna get more mad.
Or what? Do you ever poke it when you know he's mad?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, dude.
But that's the trigger, though, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know he's fucking with me sometimes.
I only do it because it's so fucking predictable, and that's like. Okay, that's like.
And then I get mad at myself.
That's fucking.
No, but it's true though.
That's fucking toxic. Huh?
But half the anger is like knowing the fact you're like doing it. Like, I know I'm like fucking falling for that shit too. Yeah. It's like being aware like a bait came and I know I'm gonna get fucked if I bite this bait, but I bite that motherfucker.
Dude, all the time.
All the time.
Every time.
And I'm like, motherfucker.
I hate my thing.
Damn.
Yeah.
So maybe you're the asshole.
I am the asshole. I've known I'm the asshole. I think a lot of people don't necessarily like.
But he's a nice asshole.
Yeah. People, I remember people in like college used to describe me as a Sour Patch Kid.
They're like, you're sour. Then they're.
They're like, you're sour, but you're underneath. You're actually really sweet.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I don't know. Sorry, I told you the truth.
Sorry, you're a piece of shit.
Did you guys have like a sour interaction with him when you guys first met? Or were you guys like cool?
Oh, that's good. I want to know.
When I first met him? No. First time I met him was through Harry. Hey, dude, you want to meet a cool dude? And I'm like, yeah, I'm gay. I'm down to meet a cool dude.
Thinking about that's a little weird, huh? And I'm just bringing your buddy down to meet another guy.
Yeah, it was a little weird, but he's like, oh, he's into cars. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, that's how most of my friendships really started. Oh, he's into cars. That's cool. Like, half the battle, right? You know? It's like when you first meet August, he's one of those people like you can just easily conversate with. There's no awkward moment. That's how you know right away. It's like, all right, cool. Like this guy's fucking cool. Like there's no like awkward silence. Like we're getting to know each other. He seems like a really cool dude. Mm-hmm. He shows me his RX-7 like in the neighborhood. And then that night we're driving back home to, and then he was like, oh, like what'd you do, August? So I'm like, oh, he's a fucking cool dude, man. And then we didn't hear from him for a while, and then until like 2 years.
He was like, so when are you going to set up the date? Like, I like the guy.
I'm ready.
I know. What the fuck, man? Yeah.
So you guys went down to SD just...
Dude,
just
literally to just to do that.
Yeah.
Just that to hang out. That is
kind of sus.
That is sus, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's sus for Harry.
For him, not you.
Yeah, right.
No, not you either. Both are gay. I don't drive up for dudes.
That's true. That's a little weird for me. Yeah, I'm not a mean dude.
And then he's cute. He's a great guy. I really like him. Yeah.
I want to see him again.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah. And then that was like, I want to say like 2018, 2017. Because that's.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry to go off topic. I was kind of thinking this. Like, I wonder what was like your first interaction with Han and Andrew?
The party?
No. Other than the you know. When you were trying to.
Oh, no. I think that was actually the first time I met you guys, though.
But I mean, like, first real interaction.
Because I remember August, all the people that were there, August was like, this is, like, my crew. And I was like, okay, cool. So I'm, like, shaking people's hands, like, oh, nice to meet you, nice to meet you. I'm like, fuck, that's a gang of you guys. I was like, ah, nice to meet you guys. And I just took off. But I think you might have been the first person I shook hands with.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think Andrew was probably one of the next ones after.
And he was like, ugh. He went to wash him.
But I don't... I know the time that I got to like actually get to know you guys probably was... I know for sure Andrew was when we went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
I think being able to like just me, you know, five of us went.
Han wasn't invited.
I can't do rides. Sorry. Oh.
Yeah, not because we didn't want to invite him. He literally can't do roller coasters.
I went recently and wasted money, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor guy.
The Star Wars still was cool, but I can't do rides, bro.
You went Disney?
Disneyland.
I can't remember the first time, though.
I didn't puke, but I was about to puke from the barrel roller coaster one.
Barrel roller coaster?
The wooden rail. The fucking train. The train.
Oh, Thunder Mountain.
Thunder Mountain. There we go, yeah.
That has no height. Oh, there's
it gets like 6 feet off the ground. That's it. That's not, that's your eye line, bro. That's how tall you are, dude.
And Pirates of the Caribbean. That one made me fall asleep, actually.
I think it's because you have motion. You're seasick.
Yeah, I get motion sickness.
Really. Oh, shit.
If I'm not in control, I get motion sickness very easy. Yeah.
So you, Andrew was with Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the first time meeting you, like talking to you. Talking
bro,
to
you. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was the first time I talked to you, and I remember as
Disneyland.
No, you should hear his first interaction with me.
What was your first interaction?
Because we didn't. I don't know. It wasn't bad or anything.
No. It was because like we went on like a family hike. Yeah, that's the first time I met you. Oh wait, are you talking about the car?
I think I was talking about a phone call.
Oh,
first real interaction. What was that? What the fuck hike? What are you talking about?
We went on the hike.
Hike.
Like walked around and shit.
You can't call that a hike.
Sorry, that was a lot of incline for me. That was like the 6 foot at Thunder Mountain. That was a lot.
It's all paved. I know.
That 1 inch incline.
Dude, I was like, what fucking hike have I ever been on with you anyway? Sorry.
The garden.
Yeah, right? we strolled the garden. I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
there's an incline, eh?
Yeah,
it's like built on an incline.
A lot of things have incline.
It's
I think that was the first time.
That's a walk though.
Shut the fuck up. That is hilarious.
I was sweating, but in January it was cold. But I broke a sweat, then I think we were like, you know, we split up during the garden, and then we met back up for lunch, and then I was like,
because you were walking with the other sister
mm-hmm.
and dad
for. Obvious reasons. Not cut that.
No, keep it. That keep cut. It. No, so, dude, Connor found out his partner's G spot is in her sister.
That one had me dying when you said. But then we finally eventually got back together, went to go eat lunch, and then I don't know what happened. We just started like talking, and it's like, and then August was like, I love books. I love reading books. Oh, no, that's cool. And he's like, are you into like reading? I was like, no, not.
I don't know how.
I don't know how to read. I can't read. I don't know how to read. And then, you know, we were kind of going on, and I was like, oh, you know, just talking, and then.
Dude, I don't remember that day at all. Other really? Than like hiking.
Do you remember when we came in and after we hung out?
No.
Damn. That was a core memory for me.
Really? Oh, fuck, I feel so bad.
We were like right there playing the song.
Oh, here at the house.
At the house.
Yeah. I remember that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember sitting down and talking about anything at the
We went to that like Mediterranean place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when we were walking around, like I was talking to you.
Yeah, but it's like that shitty Mediterranean place, right? That's it's kind of a suck. Yeah.
But I was probably most nervous to meet August.
What? Over the sister.
Yeah. Because I feel like...
Did that potato, like... like... hype you up in any way?
No. I think just because we did have that phone call, I was a little bit like, well, whatever.
Oh, we can't use your name.
I'm just... Potato. So yeah.
What would you describe as?
So, phone call?
Oh.
For Andrew, dude.
how did it start?
Potato.
Potato's dad.
it's car. Kind of an accident or something.
Yeah, there was like some kind of issue with the smog, whatever. We're gonna try to figure out, we're gonna like dirty smog it or what we're gonna do. And then it got to my mechanic that said, hey, there was some issue, right, with the O2 sensor from the previous shop.
Yeah, because I think there was, it was throwing a code, right?
Mm-hmm. And we couldn't pass the smog.
Yeah, and it's for the transmission.
Oh, was the transmission?
Yeah,
it was. Oh, okay.
But it did throw O2 too. Mm-hmm. And then you got the, I don't know. Like, it, I don't know why it went to you guys.
Yeah. But it went back and forth. And then eventually, August, like, let me talk to me, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out what we're going to do, pull the car or what. And then August calls me. And then we're talking.
Was I an asshole?
Well, August was like, I did race car stuff. Like, I worked. I was like, oh fuck, you know?
Oh damn!
Like, you know, and then yeah, he was like, I was like, oh yeah. So, no. Like, I'm not like, you know, I'm sure, like, you know, you did. I was just like, hey, this is kind of like the situation.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh fuck, man. I was like, yeah. But it was funny though. Funny. First time, and then yeah, it's a little bit on guard.
What I remember was his mechanic was trying to do all this other stuff. And I was like, I get it, but that's not the actual issue.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, the O2. I'm like, no, dude. Like, I'm not, like, I think I was saying, like, I don't doubt your mechanic or anything. I'm just saying, like I do have experience where I come from. And I know that that's not what's actually causing the car to not pass emissions, you know? So I was just like, so I need to, like, move forward with him because, you know, he's not paying for it or whatever, you know? We're like, we need to make sure, like, we're not paying so much money to do something that we don't actually need to do.
Yeah.
You know?
So in a way, Potato's father brought you guys together.
Yeah.
You think so? In a way.
Let's say that didn't happen. I mean, what other interaction would you guys have had?
Probably the
hike. That was the interaction. I just remember talking to Connor and I was like, I just remember thinking like, oh man, like, I thought you were just straight. Like, I was just like, because when we were talking about it, and I was just, hey, like, dude, like, I really, like, I know that whatever this is having, but I don't think that's it. And you were just like, oh, for sure. Like, I'm not saying that either. You know, and I was like, oh, thanks. Because I'm like, I feel like we're just, like, taking it to several different shops, and it's just not going anywhere.
And then I think we found out at the end of the day, it wasn't even, like, August, my mechanic. It was, like, the previous mechanic, like, totally fucked up. And
yeah. I was like, so we were, like, because we were both trying to figure out what the fuck was happening, right?
That's one thing I learned, too. Don't question August's ability.
Yeah.
He knows what's up.
When you think you're like, know one thing, I feel like August would know like super in depth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, totally. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, like, I know this topic. Yeah. Like, you know, and then August's like, oh, well, I was like, oh, shit.
He makes me feel like a basic bitch sometimes.
Is that why you hate me?
No, I don't hate you for it. It's just like, I'll be like, oh, I like superheroes. Dickweed. fuck. You're a middle child, though, right? I think that's why you're so mature too.
Because like they don't care about him.
Like, because me and your SO, we're the youngest, so that's why we're emotionally spoiled.
You only have one another, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like middle older, they're kind of like more like, and only, they kind of have to grow up a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. The younger ones, we're kind of like the baby, so we get babied a lot.
What do you think? What do you think it comes down to as a middle child?
Middle child's kind of like weird because you're like. You're not like the baby.
You weren't born for the reason to exist.
Yeah. You right? were just like happen.
You were like the afterthought or the support character.
Yeah.
Player two.
Yeah. The curtain guy.
Right?
Yeah.
The first was an experiment.
Mm-hmm. No, the first one was usually intentional. Right?
Or accidental.
Yeah, but if they're having a second, it's usually because they need to support the first.
They need a friend for yeah, the first. That's yeah. Fucked, huh?
So oh, shit. And then the third
one's just support. Like there. So you're the friend?
Yeah.
And the third's the accident.
The third's like, okay, now we like perfected it.
But what's the age difference between your brothers and you?
4 and 4.
Oh.
So we're all 4 years apart.
Okay. Damn, you guys were all planned.
Yeah.
We're That's all not... unplanned.
He must be happy to have 3 boys, though.
I think he would have wanted a daughter, though. Oh, yeah. I think like every dad might want to, like, not every dad, but I think the having all boys. Is why we had so many female dogs. We have 6 female dogs.
Oh.
And that's like the story that every time I'm like, oh, like we went to go eat with, you know, August and Andrew or whatever. And my mom's like, oh, Andrew, because she remembers like you showed us the dogs.
Yeah.
And then like It's just like a funny story. Like every time it gets brought up, my mom's like, "Oh, Andrew, the one with the dogs," and then, like, "You show me pictures." And we just always like, it's a funny story every time.
And what did she say about the one who eats? I mean, Han, the one
who eats. She knows me as someone else, bro.
What is she? She doesn't even know your name.
No, bro. Fucking from the party. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. Remember they thought I was that fucking. Oh,
fuck. You're the asshole.
Yeah. You were. Andrew, you motherfucker.
You were the asshole that night.
No.
I think this was one of our first times too, like actually getting to talk at, yep. at the party.
Yep.
So yep.
It was.
Yeah,
it
Johnny.
It was the potatoes birthday, and then you know everyone was over. It was August, Han, and a couple other friends, yeah. And my family came, and then you know it was kind of dead. Well, you weren't here.
Where was I? Oh, fuck, yeah.
So, I think...
Pop, 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 pop. I'm going to wipe him up.
That's gross. But then, I think you were like, let's play a drinking game. Because like, everyone was kind of...
Yeah, I was like,
you,
okay.
You could say everything that happened at the party. Yeah. Go for it. No, say where like, we're all at, what we're doing. Oh, was Andrew with you guys?
Yeah.
You were kind of in the area.
You're like, making drinks too, so I think
you're buzzing too.
So when this happened, I was
babysitting.
Bop, 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 bop. And then Andrew was with Han and you guys.
I was chasing.
Because I remember I got called out because your parents came.
Yeah.
Right? And I got to just at least say hi for a little
bit. And then he had to go back in right after.
Yeah.
And then we were playing the drinking game. And then, oh, no. Han got all of us to play a drinking game.
Yeah.
And it was...
You would suggest that game, bro.
It was just a spin a bottle and just, like, make dare. Oh, truth or
dare. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Spin the bottle with Connor's family, bro? What the fuck?
Truth, not with
everyone
going to
make out with
you? Yeah, bro. Mom, sister, you know what I mean? Hey, Danny! No, but it was like it was dead. And I felt bad, and I'm like, it was the potato's birthday too. I wanted her to have a good time, so I'm like, all right,
why was it dead?
It was just
because you're babysitting, and damn, like no one knew each other.
Yeah. So I was
didn't
like,
know if I was the life of the party, bro.
No, sure. it was
your house too, so it's kind of like, oh fuck, I felt bad.
It is my fucking house. tell them that.
Yeah. Just fucking everything here, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, but, I own you.
Yeah, fucking New York Harvard. Anyway, so. I was like, let's just get everyone to get together, let's drink, let's have a little fun little game. You know, I was trying to think of something like not too like complicating, because some like drinking games can be complicated.
Yeah,
you know? Like, let's make this fucking easy. Let's
like spin the bottle with the elderly.
Yeah, let's get to know each other and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so let's just fucking do it. I want to continue the story.
Yeah.
So what was the game he planned to play?
It was like if you spin the bottle and it lands on you, you could answer like a truth.
So whoever you drink, spin, right? Like you tell the person to do like a truth question or a dare kind of thing.
But it was to drink.
Or drink. It was like to drink. Yeah.
Okay, so you answer a question or you drink.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah,
got
yeah.
it.
You guys should do it on an episode. And
just get I was going to ask you to do it right now. Yeah.
Oh, shit. But, and then, you know, the questions were kind of.
It was getting a little R-rated.
Yeah.
Give it to us.
It started first.
Give us some questions.
So I'm not sure, but this is how I knew his younger brother. Because there was a question. I forgot who asked this question.
No, it was him. It was a question.
I was like, would you rather fuck your mom or would you rather fuck your dad?
Who and said that?
I forgot who fucking asked him. And he's like, I fuck my dad.
And he drank?
And he drank too. And I was dying. I was like, I fucking love this guy. He said, comment, I'll fuck my dad. Straight up. I was like, oh my, I was laughing. So who, that's why I respect
who
your brother.
Asked him that? I thought someone else asked the question.
God might have asked that question. I didn't ask that question.
Oh no! You know what? I think
it was Andrew, bro.
Was it
Andrew?
Wait,
was
which
a
question?
Bunch of
that
shit.
Wasn't even the question that we're. Wait, was that's not the question we're talking about?
What no, was, I know, but you're setting
what was
up
the question
story,
that
right?
I got blamed for again.
No, wait. Let's go back because like
but,
I didn't even know this part. This is
but
fucking
here's
funny.
I was keeping it PG though. I did not. Uh-huh. I was like, "It's your fucking family, bro."
So
I'm
he
Korean.
Says,
"I'm Korean." You know what I mean?
Right? Give him the clothes in here.
Fucking yeah. Goddamn, dying motherfuckers.
Who asked him the question?
I don't even know. I thought it was you, but maybe not.
Nah,
and then,
I swear.
So who asked?
I was sober too, bro.
And he just answered it and just fucking
fuck
drank.
My dad. Anyway,
continue the story.
But then we were just asking questions around, and then finally got to me, and then it's me, my mom sitting behind me, dad, grandma,
dude. Grandma.
And then my girlfriend behind me, next to me.
Potato.
And then I think Han was like,
Wait. Let him tell a story.
From what I remember, I wasn't drunk or anything. I remember Han was like, when was the last time you guys fucked? And I was like, oh, fuck, you know? My mom and dad are right there. At the time, I thought it was Han.
And your grandma.
And my grandma. So I was like, fuck, so I had to drink. And then, like, the questions just kind of progressively got worse, like, throughout the night. And then my parents dipped.
Yeah, dude, somebody pushed his parents out of the party, bro.
So, from my perspective, I was there watching because I was
solo. No, that's too. It. We're going to let.
No, I swear to God.
This guy.
Yo. Thanks, guys. That's a wrap.
No, hold on.
Thanks. Welcome. No. Thanks for the 33 podcast. We'll see you
in season 2.
We got a surprise episode with Connor, so thank you guys so much.
All right, so I swear to God, this is Andrew, bro. It's his turn. He spun the bottle. He's on his phone vaping. When's the last thing you guys fucked? Yes, you had. And I was like, oh, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, fuck his. I was like, yo, his fucking family's right there. I said that to him. But Andrew was like vaping on his phone, like, when's the last thing you guys fucked? He said that shit, bro. End of discussion.
What do you think, Andrew?
No, he did. I was there.
Who said it?
Andrew. Because I remember his girlfriend was like, oh my God, he would ask that question.
Oh.
But we had other people at the party. We had other
people that said, otherwise.
Said it was Han.
Yeah.
That's because I created everyone to play this game. I'll be Jesus.
There were seven witnesses that said it was Han.
And the only one that supports Han is Andrew.
Hey, and one of them stole from you.
Ask me if I believe you.
I don't care what. You're too busy. Pop, 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 pop. I need you to believe me, sir. Please believe me.
Dude, like, I know this is funny, but he really wants you to believe him. You don't have to. It's up to you, but he's like, never going to be able to sleep at night. Because it's always going to be like.
Should I just ask my mom and dad?
You should.
Please. But it sucks because, like, if you guys at nighttime look at me and Andrew. We kind of look like alike, though.
You guys were sitting two in the same
spot.
That's
what I'm saying.
You guys were like right next to each other.
You guys think you look the same?
Like, from a glance. Like,
he's like 6'4".
Yeah, and I'm like 5'4". No, but I mean, like, from a glance, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we could pass off.
His family wasn't tossed, though.
I know.
Yeah.
I would, like, just detective work, I would be asking sober people.
I asked.
I was right?
5 out of 7 were sober.
5, 7. Okay.
And Potato and Ian.
And what we're not sober. We're not, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Dude, Potato looked like I don't even know, man. Like a sad helping commercial. I don't
like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, dude. Potato ended up like mashed potatoes, bro.
Baked potatoes.
Baked potatoes.
So we'll end this closer season 1. Everyone get ready for season 2. More laughs, more jokes in the way, and more. Hey, Donnie!
thanks, Connor. Thank you, Connor, for being a surprise guest.
We love you.
We didn't even know you were going to be on for a full episode, but yeah. We do appreciate you.
Well, hope you come back.
Thanks for listening to us and supporting us, because we don't deserve you, bro.
Straight up. We love you, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, everybody.